Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
I'm Lisa Stone, and you're listening to Parenting Aces. Welcome to Season 12 of the Parenting Aces podcast, a proud member of the Tennis Channel Podcast Network. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, and this is our final episode of Season 12, the 2023 season. I'm so excited to bring back Heath Waters of Match Tennis App. And for those of you not familiar with Match Tennis, you're going to learn all about it, and it is going to be the best thing that you've ever learned on Parenting Aces if you are the parent of a child who is playing junior tournaments. They've got tons of new features they've introduced, and I'm super excited to have Heath back on to demonstrate what's going on. If you are listening to this podcast as opposed to watching the video version, I want to encourage you to go to our website, parentingaces.com, and check out the video version, because Heath is going to walk us through some of the features through a screen share. So I want to be sure that you all catch all the goodies that are coming from Match Tennis App. Now, that said, as I mentioned, this is our final episode of Season 12, and I am putting together our podcast calendar for Season 13. So if there are topics or guests that you guys want to hear or see on the podcast, please reach out to me. You can always catch me on email, lisa@parentingaces.com, or you can DM me through Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, X, as it's now known. And I will keep track of all that information as I'm putting together our Season 13 calendar. So now I want you to sit back and relax and enjoy my podcast with Heath Waters of Match Tennis App.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Heath, it's so good to see you. Your beard's a little different than last time we chatted, so I almost didn't recognize you when you turned on your camera.
That's right. Yeah, getting ready for the winter season again, and I think I had it trimmed, and it was, you know, really long, but just started growing it out, get ready for the snow.
I love it. So as I mentioned in the intro, you are one of the team members of Match Tennis App, and you have been on this podcast multiple times. And so I want to just encourage those who are listening, or hopefully you're watching this. And again, a reminder, if you're listening to this, go to the video version on parentingaces.com, because he's going to be sharing his screen and showing us all the new stuff that's in the app. But I want to, before we get started, give you a chance for those who aren't familiar with Match Tennis App, for you to tell us just kind of the elevator pitch of what Match Tennis App is.
Yeah, it's a tennis tournament management system. And so it's an application that basically the goal is to turn hours a month into minutes a month managing your tournament journey. And so what's cool about it, it's a consolidator. Instead of having to go to 20 different websites to manage your ITF, your USTA, your UTR, your WTN, your whatever you're playing, we consolidate and bring everything in under one umbrella. And then you can look at all the rankings, your ratings for everything, and search for tournaments, every single type of tournament, and follow all of these. And then it has a lot of ancillary benefits with reminders, keeping you on track. It has a free college recruiting tool in there. It's not in the premium version or anything, but so if you want a scholarship, it manages that whole college recruiting journey from freshman all the way to a senior, finding the college that fits your GPA, your SATs, and your rating of whatever you are, WTN or UTR, things like that. And so if you want to find a match play person, or if you want to find a doubles partner, anything that has to do with tournaments or development or anything like that, then you simply can connect with anybody. We got 70,000 plus subscribers in our system. So it's a lot of tennis players that you can connect with and find all those kind of things. And so, yeah, we've got a bunch of new stuff that I'm excited to show you. And our goal, honestly, we're tennis parents ourselves. We have a junior player that plays. And then we also, my wife was a tour player. I was a tour coach and junior coach for a long time. And so and we got a lot of help. And we pretty much whatever the tennis tournament parents, coaches, players, and tournament directors need, we simply create and give it to them, and to try to enhance the quality of their experience as they go from 6 years old all the way up to even professional.
I love that. And I honestly, still, even with all the amazing features that y'all have added over the years, my favorite feature is the tournament director's ability to communicate directly with those signed up for their tournament and to get those messages out in a timely manner. The draws have been posted. We're in a rain delay, you know, whatever it is. I just think that's such a great feature and makes the whole tournament experience that much more enjoyable and takes that stress away of continually having to check the tournament website, right?
That's right. Yeah. And we call that a feature called Virtual Tournament Desk that we created for the COVID, really to keep tennis going. And it was really created for directors to use to facilitate social distancing, but it's really caught on, and players can report the score from their phone so they can hang out with their friends more, don't have to spend hours in a line waiting to check in. They check in from their phone. They play their match. They report their scores. They can see all the courts from their phone, like you're at the U.S. Open. So instead, if you want to go scout your opponent on court 27, you can see, hey, oh, they're on court 27, and you can switch sites and all that. So stuff that we think that is a revolutionary way to do tournaments, and we're excited that a lot of directors are you still using it rampantly across the country.
Yeah, love it, love it. All right, well, let's jump into the good stuff. I want to hear all the new features that are coming or are already in Match Tennis app. And so I'm going to ask you just to share your screen, if you don't mind. Sure. And again, for those of you listening to this podcast, you will want to go to parentingaces.com and click on the video version. It's also on our YouTube channel, just FYI.
Great. Okay. So are you able to see my screen?
I can see it.
Beautiful. So excited to show you a few of the things. A lot of people have already been on the Match Tennis app, but they probably haven't seen some of the new features we've just released. And all of these features, just so everybody knows, our mission is to go to bat for the people in the trenches. That's the tennis parents, the tennis players, and the coaches who are at the tournaments every weekend, and the directors who are putting these tournaments, the providers and their staff. And so that's where all of this is facilitated from that perspective of what do you need to make your journey a better experience. And the first one that I want to share is the tournament rating system. We literally just implemented this only a few days ago, but I'll show you what it looks like. So if I want to go in here and click on a tournament right here, that's on your calendar. Okay. And all those tournaments that you see here, these are tournaments that maybe I've searched for up here, and I've got international events and different types, different national level events and all kinds of stuff. This is actually mine, so it's for my son, really. And so, but if I click on this tournament, and the tournament has to be in the past to have a review already, of course, until the next time, because we just released this. So this has already got a review on it. This is a national level 4 in Kiawah Island, South Carolina, by Jonathan Barth, and he's one of the best directors in the country, and does a great job in the southern section. And so what you see there up top is you see these 4 stars, and this is a new ad, kind of like Amazon or Airbnb or Marriott or any place you go, TripAdvisor, wherever you go. We have created a way for tournament participants to give their ratings on several different criteria. So I'm just going to click on the rating itself, and you'll see what it says. Below is a summary of all related categories. 1's the lowest, 5's the highest, just like it is on Amazon or Yahoo or anything else you go on to. But we rate them on specific, and this one already has 8 reviews already. And we just released this 4 days ago, so it's pretty cool that people are already showing that they really like it, okay? And so because we haven't told you, this is, oh, by the way, you're the first, Parenting Aces is the first place that we publicized this launch. So nobody knows about this other than accidentally clicking on it and go, what's those stars? And so they've already taken action without us telling how to do it. But the things that parents and players and coaches have asked us about that's important about tournaments? Well, that's what we are rating people on, this criteria. So communication with players, the tournament director. You see there's 8 location reviews and 8 organization reviews. So for instance, there's 2 types of ratings you're getting. The organization would be the tournament staff that runs this particular event and then you've got Kiowa Island review. So it kind of goes on both. And so you've got communication with players. How do they communicate? Customer service, attentive and helpful staff, efficiency of organization, a few notable delays or minor errors. How efficient are they with rain delays? Because we get them a lot in the South and across mm-hmm. the country. Professionalism of staff, are they courteous and knowledgeable? How is the tournament running behind or is it consistently on time? And so good accessibility. In reaching it, or is it out in the middle of nowhere and you can't find it? There's things like that. Accessibility, and then accommodations. How's the hotels and stuff close? Do they have hotels that have washer and dryers and things that tournament players might need for free and breakfast included and things like this? The dining options around the facilities, and then the safety and security and the venues. So they get to rate all this, and of course, this is a really good, one of the things you'll see, for example, that this helps is, first of all, it gives the players, because you can go here and click add review, and I can add it to review myself and submit mm-hmm. it. We are a rating. We haven't currently, we're holding off at this time of putting text reviews because we want to first just go ratings and have them. It's either black and white, 1 through 5 star, you rate it. Yeah. And some people might once in a while do ratings because they're angry right. or something. And you need those too, but they can yeah. do this in the rating as well. If they're frustrated, these are 8 reviews and they're still 4 star. And so, but it also identifies issues to be aware of. For instance, me and my son and wife and another tour player, we went to Cancun last year. Because remember, this is ITF as well. And when in one of the one the ratings down the bottom is safety and security. Mm-hmm. We would have rated Cancun. Well, there's no 0 star, so I would have put a 0 star there. So I'd do a 1 star yeah. because literally, just after we left, people were murdered in the hotel next to us. Bad example. Oh my gosh. I shouldn't say that. But when we were going to the facility, we found out that previously the week before at a different tournament, the 6 SUVs drove up and got out, went inside, came out, and evidently had some association with maybe some not so upstanding people at this particular facility. So it was basically what I'm trying to say is we felt very unsafe and we'll never go back there. But what's cool about having a rating system is you're able to express and rate each all of these on different criteria. And then parents, coaches, players will be able to go in and look at these and they'll be able to make decisions based on the criteria and the rating that's important to them. So
okay, I have 2 questions before yeah. we move on. 1, do the tournament directors and their staff have access to these reviews?
Yes, they do.
Okay. So they can see where their shortfalls might be and things they need to improve on, and also with what they're doing well, where their strengths lie, and to keep building on
yes.
those.
Exactly. That's the whole reason. The whole objective here is to provide a way for tennis participants to get feedback and experiences from other tennis participants at all tournament types. So, for instance, sometimes there's 6 level 3s on one weekend mm-hmm. And you are trying to decide, which one is going to be the best experience because everybody's got different criteria that's important to them.
Sure.
Right. So depending on that criteria, it's important to them. They would look at the ratings and be able to make educated decisions on what's best for them and their family. And then you on the tournament side, the provider side, they're going to be able to go in and there are a couple things happen for them. They're getting direct feedback from their customers mm-hmm. On their experiences. It's true. And then what you see right here, for instance, it's already research shows that any ratings that are 4 or 5s above 4 or 5, you're going to get more participation. It's as simple as that.
Right.
This is like a product on Amazon. If it's 4 or 5, I don't even look at 3 stars on an Amazon, right?
Right.
So I actually search it by those. And so then it helps you. So it's going to be good in that way. The more positive ratings, the more business, the more registrations they're going to get, the more income the tournament directors are going to get. Okay. And so that's kind of important. And then you can do the benchmarking. The tournament director can come in here and they can go and look at their competitors as well and see what ratings they're kind of getting and see, like you said, a very important thing for tournament directors is to see, man, we really shine in this area, but you know, maybe we need to improve. We see because, you know, once you get only a few ratings, it's not as strong. But once this starts growing like that, this was last week. This was September 2nd. So it was a month ago. Mm-hmm. So we had a beta for a week and then we closed it off for 3 weeks and then we put it back on. So what's cool is just, you know, 8 ratings for that one time. That was the first weekend. I think we had it open for a weekend and 8 ratings is very strong because we haven't told anybody how to rate or anything. They just did it. But once you get 100 in there, which will happen, it looks like it's going to happen pretty fast. Looks like people like it because they're participating and engaged. Then you actually get some real quantitative data that you can say, okay, yeah, this is this director in this tournament location. This would be a good quality experience to go to. So it hopefully will motivate directors to kind of shore up their shortcomings or whatever their tournament areas they need to improve, and then also build their strengths and know what they are.
Okay. So my other question regarding this is it anonymous or do you have to put your name in when you write a review?
Nope. So if I go and add a review right here, it is 100% anonymous. I just click submit and it just goes and people rate it. So it's anonymous.
Okay. Is there any feature that prevents you from rating the same event more than once?
You know, I did not ask Matt, our lead developer, if that's the case, but I believe you can only rate, to my knowledge, you can only rate the event one time.
Okay. So, I mean, so these ratings should be pretty darn accurate in terms of being a reflection of the experience that players are having and families are having at these events.
That's exactly right. And that's the objective, is to get honest, true feedback. So, you know, a lot of parents and players, coaches too, they want to express their feedback and their opinion about, you know, the quality of their experience. And just to be able to have we're the first place that I know of that's doing this currently, or the only place I know, but we have so many people that are on these tournament pages, it's going to become very viable for feedback rapidly. And which is great for our users. Our users requested this. That's why this has come to fruition.
Yeah.
They want to know these things. Yeah.
Well, and like I mentioned to you before we started recording this, this has been a point of conversation in one of our Facebook groups recently, where players have reported negative experiences, you know, and the parents are chatting among themselves, but nothing changes because that information doesn't get back to the tournament director or back to either USTA, ITF, UTR, whoever it is, so that the changes can be implemented. I love the idea that the tournament directors themselves, because, you know, if you understand how junior tournaments work, you pay a fee to the tournament director. They then have to pay a fee to the governing body that is put, you know, that's underlying the event. But the money is going directly into the tournament director's hands. And what better way to share how you feel about an event than with your pocketbook, right? So I think this is going to be, this is a really great feature. And it's actually something we tried with Parenting Aces years ago, but I didn't have the technological knowledge to do something anonymous. And I think the anonymity of this is what's going to really cause it to shine. So kudos to you guys. I think this is awesome.
Yeah. And just on that note, how we also do our app is from feedback from our users. So as we get feedback, we're going to keep adjusting it and refining it because it's brand new. So we're going to evolve it as it goes. But one of the things you get, for instance, right now, the ITF and the USTA, they do send out surveys after each and every tournament. However, I believe that strictly it appears for internal use. So in this, in the
and also this, it has your identifying information in it when you respond.
Right. And so
which,
in this case,
which makes a lot of people a little hesitant to fill those out, honestly.
Right. Exactly. I mean, this is hopefully just people coming in and just being truthful about what they actually experienced and rating each criteria based on their experience. And so, but it also shows, I mean, research shows us that when you put it in public, the ratings or reviews or whatever it is on a product or whatever it is, it builds trust, it builds social proof, and it builds sales. So what happens is, you know, but if it builds sales, if you have a 4 or 5, you know, if you get that rating up, people are going to go and gravitate like they do on any other site that has ratings. And so, but that's what you want. You want your tournament to be trustworthy. You want to know, hey, when you go to, in this case, a Jonathan Barth tournament, you know what you're getting. It is a well, beautifully ran tournament. And how do you know that? Well, you get 1,000 people, you know, concurring. And so you feel confident in going ahead and giving that money away. And then on the other side, it hopefully will motivate directors and the quality. Our objective is the quality of tennis tournament environments to get higher and higher and higher, right, all across and elevate across the United States. That's our objective, while giving the people a platform to express their views.
Love it. Love it. Well done.
Yeah. So the next one, can I move on to show you kind of, okay, cool. So I'm going to go back to the homepage here. I click on the home button, and then I'm going to show you our cool little features that we've added recently. If I just go to a player in my player, so you got all these buttons up top. One of them is my players. That's you save profiles. You search for players, your children or your fans of a player, or you got a player that's like family or whatever, and you want to watch them and follow them. You save them to your my players, which is basically their player profiles. And then I'm going to click on one of them here. And I'm going to go down, and here it's got a bunch of stuff, all their ratings and rankings, and all this kind of stuff. I'm going to go down to the tournament here. And you've got upcoming tournaments. I'm going to click on View Tournament. And any terms you enter just show up right there on your profile automatically. And then you can go in here. And here's a really cool spot. This is where a lot of the magic happens. You can just go to the applicants list, because that's where a lot of people will come before tournaments to see if they're going to get into the tournaments and all this kind of stuff. But we've added some really, really helpful features here that have taken some things to another level. And so, for example, this kid is playing this tournament. He's at boys 18s. But if I just want to see, so this is this is 472 people entered in this tournament. And you see all these gold trophies beside a lot of people's name. We'll come back to that in a minute, because that's another thing we want to talk about. But we're just going to scroll up, and I'm just going to scroll pretty fast and see if I see, you know, any. Oh, there you go. So there we've made it to where you might have 3 kids in your family. You might have 2 friends you're following, or maybe you're a coach and you have 12 players in the tournament. It's going to automatically, out of these 472 players, it just highlights them automatically. So for a rapid, finding of any players that you are following in your My Players, you can see them on any applicants list that's big like this. I'm going to narrow down this list a little bit to divisions. I'm going to put he's in the boys 18s. I know that. And so now, you know, it's only 39. And so, but what's cool is, you know, you got all these level 2s where you can enter multiple tournaments. You get level 3s and you can enter multiples. Or you might just be following 3 L6s. Maybe you're just starting out, and you know, if you live in the city of Atlanta, there's 3 L6s in one weekend in Atlanta. Not every city's like that, but some are. But if I wanted to follow this, you know, or maybe you are entered in a level 6 and a level 5, and you're hoping to get in level 5, but you're on that bubble and you're not quite sure if your ranking is going to get you in. Here's the magic. So what you would do right here is you see the tournament. You just click this little placement check right here. Mm-hmm. You click on that and you find the player that's in this tournament that you want to do, and you just push go. In a little artificial intelligence, what it does, it sits there, it says this player ranks number 3 out of the 40 players with a national rank of 528 in the boys 18s. But what's cool is it goes further. There are 5 players with a higher WTN than this player and 6 players with a higher UTR. Now, that's pretty interesting. Just that little information right there alone. He is going to be number 3 on the national standings list, but he's the 5th highest player in the WTN and the 6th player. So possibly what that means level wise, he's 6th or 5th. But ranking wise, he's 3rd in this tournament.
Which is going to impact seeding, right?
Well, now we got another thing for that we just had. I'll show you that in a second. That's pretty cool. So based on ratings and current placement in this applicant list, this player has a good chance of being seeded and is expected to win several matches. It will most likely have a minimal effect on the WTN UTR, but could help him with USTA rankings because he's one of the higher rated players in the tournament, even if he wins all of his matches. And so it gives information that a parent is trying to make tournament entry decisions. Should I enter this tournament? So he might want to. He could go there if he needs confidence and how he could go and maybe try to win this tournament. He's number 3 on the list. Or he might want to say, okay, I want to try to move up to see if I can get a level 4. And maybe he would be 15 or 20 on that list. Who knows? But you can find that out like that with our app. So the speaking of what you just said, in this same tournament, since you spoke of seedings, on the right, just last week, we added national seedings list. So if you look over here on the right here, I guess I can't do it, but you see over here on the right where it says national seed, So that's the far right. You see, if I click by national standings list, so all of these, this is the applicants list. You got the names, you got district ranking, sectional ranking, national, that's the national standings list combined, UTR, WTN, your section, your division, and then a seating list. And so as an example, let's just look at number six here. So Luke Grossman, if I go by his national, I'm going to go by national, he is number six on the list right here. Okay. So this is him. Okay. If I click on the seating, though, watch what happens. Whoa, he moved to number five. And how is that possible? Who did he swap with? Now, that's, there are several in this tournament that if you click on, there might be even two spots out of the two seatings. Because what that means is that he actually is his national seedings, they take singles only list for the seedings list, but they take singles doubles combined for your national ranking. So in this, in the singles, he's going to be ranked seated higher than, let's see who it was. When I click that again, Andrew, where is that Andrew? Andrew, let's do it again. Whoops, sorry. So seating, if I go there, he is five. Andrew is six. But if I click on the national standings list, Andrew is five and he is six. And actually, if you keep going down, there's more. There's like four more players. Their seedings are going to be different than their national ranking. So this is just gold. But here's another example. When a player came.
Can I stop you 1 second?
Sure,
so
sure.
The seeding, depending on your section, right, might be based on world tennis number. It might be based on your national ranking. It might based on your UTR. So it depends on which section you're playing a tournament.
Which section and what their seeding criteria is
for that
tournament. That's a great point.
So and you have to read that on the, just for the parents, take a look at the homepage for that particular tournament. And that should be specified what criteria they're using to seed.
And all of that information would be right up here. Four more bars, the USTA overview. And this is the homepage for the USTA tournament page.
Right.
And all the seating selections and selection criteria for entry and all that would be on there. That's a beautiful point. And what's so cool is that it covers all the bases. So if you wanted to see your WTN, well, you click that. And as we saw earlier, Julian was number three on the national standings list, but he's number six, like it said in the artificial intelligence report. He's number six on the WTN list. Now, if they're seeding by WTN in your case, or if they're seeding, if it's by UTR, like Southern Cal does a lot of UTR seedings, if they're doing that, then they would be doing that. Or if it's by the national seedings list, whatever the term is doing, you have it covered.
Right. And I love that. And again, I just want to reiterate, because this has been a point of conversation in our Facebook group as well, where kids go into the tournament expecting to be seated in a certain spot. And then because they were only looking at the national seating or national standing list, as opposed to looking at WTN, which the tournament's using, you know, there's confusion about where they're going to be. And then the draws come out and they're disappointed, where if they just use this feature on Match Tennis app, there's no surprise. You know exactly what to expect.
We had a girl come in recently, just 2 days ago, actually, and she wasn't aware of any of this. And she goes, do y'all have anything? My daughter is on the bubble of getting into the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, but she's potentially entered in two other tournaments. And when we showed her this, she was 15th, and I can't remember the criteria, but she was pretty good in. She felt good about that, but she was on the other one. She was like 31, and it was only 32 draw. So it gave her very clear, I'm 15 in this one, I'm 31 on this one, and it's only a 32, and still the deadline wasn't up. So she's leaning towards going to New Orleans instead of New York or wherever it was. So things like that. So it's good for deciding for entries. And then, can I get into this tournament or to the next level tournament or to the same level tournament? And then it also is great for seating reasons that we just discussed. Will I be seated? Okay.
Yeah.
So that is the seating stuff, which the next thing I would like to go over is the sportsmanship stuff. Which is, I'm going to go back to here and click all divisions. Now, this is the one that had all of the 472 people. And we were talking about the gold
trophy.
And so as you see, I'm just going to scroll. Now, this is one tournament in the South. This is Atlanta tournament. And you start seeing all the gold trophies. And so to give you a little insight on this, what this is, this, when I click on one, let's see here. Let's see right here. So when I click on one, it says this player has received one sportsmanship nomination from opponents, tournament staff, and spectators. Congrats. And so back in May, we started a new initiative across the country, but we started with the Southern USTA Southern section. And the initiative was a pilot that we have a complete sportsmanship nomination process that is facilitated directly through the mobile app. And it's based on every tournament that you go to. You simply, we've made it as easy as possible. We're trying to meet the players and parents and coaches, especially the players, exactly where they are. They love this phone, boom, click things. They're used to Snapchat and bing, 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 bing. Yeah. So we've made it really easy for them. And then we wanted a way to recognize great sportsmanship. And, you know, my son won the sportsmanship at the Easter Bowl a few years ago. And he did, and he was, that's probably his favorite trophy he's ever gotten. However, if one anybody saw him the next week in the next tournament, they might have taken that trophy back. I don't know. You know, he had a good
tournament. Hey, they're kids. They're kids.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And so, but rather than getting, and those trophies are still wonderful. Kids do fight for those in this net, but this is a way for perpetual behavior change is our goal. We're trying to spread this throughout the United States. We have three sections already on board. We started with USTA Southern, and we did it from the mid-May all the way to the end of July, and we called it the Good Chase Race to the U.S. Open, and the Good Chase Sportsmanship Race to the U.S. Open. And what happened through that, the winner of this race, there was tiered rewards. Instead of just getting one reward, it was tiered. So if you got five nominations, you get a customized bag tag. If you get X amount number nominations, you get a gift certificate to Tennis Warehouse, $100, whatever. If you win the grand prize, you get a trip for two to the U.S. Open, air flight, you get hotel, you get to go watch Alcaraz or whoever you want, or golf or whoever it is, right? And it's just something special. And so it through that pilot over the summer, over 600 players were nominated. So it's very, but we with only one, you're only allowed one nomination per player per tournament. We've changed that to three now, but we have rules in place. You can't vote for your own kid. You can't vote for yourself. It's automatic. You if you have your kid in there, it won't even in that when you go to vote, it won't even show your kids in the list. And so, and then you have to, and I'll show you what it looks like here. You have to give, let me go here. You have to, right here is the how-to, how do you vote? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is Southern. And you see over here on the right, you got to log in, it's a free account, all that stuff. You go and you just click that little vote button at the top of your thing there, your homepage, right above your calendar, where I was just earlier. And then here it is. You, on this drop-down, it'd have every person in the tournament. And you just find the player you just played. And then you have to put in the why. Instead of just people doing it. Yeah, because the first time we did it in a beta, evidently some kid had a bunch of Academy friends and they just went in and there was no why and there was no QA quality control or anything like that. But we built in a lot of measures since then. And like they got like 20 votes. And we're like, and then the director said, that's fishy. I know that boy. And so, and he definitely ain't getting one of those awards. I can tell you that. And so we made it where you have to put a why, a real reason we want it to be a merit reward for exemplary sportsmanship. And so it's that easy. You go and you vote. And when you do that nomination, it will go and it'll be on that player's profile forever. We're about to take it to another level in the future with bronze or silver, gold and diamond for college coaches to be able to see over the course of a kid starts at 10 all the way to college. They'll get to see, oh, this is a diamond level sportsman. They both have the same rating. They're WTN this or UTR this, but one's a they don't even have a rating, or they're the bronze, but this person's a diamond and they're the same level. You might choose the one who's going to be an asset and get along with your team and has great sportsmanship and an attitude that's wonderful. Yeah. And so it's going to provide that type of stuff in the future. And so let me just an example. So we got Southern Cal who's on board. And so they're grand prize, and they got other cool tiered rewards too. After the success of the Southern, they came on board. They've got the BN Paribas. They got two suites. You get to go in a box and stay there with their male and a female. And then we've got Eastern who's come aboard too, and the same thing, U.S. Open among other prizes. But let me just show you what we did with Southern. We just got confirmed all of this stuff as an example. It's never, Lisa, we're calling it, it's never been more cool to be cool on the court. Cool, calm, and collect. Cool, calm, and collected. It's never been more rewarding to be, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so it's going to pay off. Be cool. It's cool to be cool on the court and keep your calm because look what you get. Here's an example. We just confirmed all of these over the last 2 weeks because we're starting November 1st again in the Southern. And the first you're getting, instead of the grand prize, you get bag tags already. You still get the each district is given awards, but then you get experiences at five different top tiered level professional events. Delray Beach, you get free tickets to Delray Beach and experience there. In the Charleston Open, same thing, tickets there. Atlanta Open, four tickets to suites. In the Winston-Salem, right before the U.S. Open, you see the winners. I mean, Taylor Fritz won this, Onsberg, Taylor Fritz won that one. Of course, the U.S. Open again, Sebastian Bass. And so these players are in, and it starts over each time. So, for instance, when you go into Delray Beach, maybe the winner had eight nominations, and then it resets to zero for the mega prizes. Uh-huh. You can only win one mega prize, but you're still in. If you win that first mega prize, you're still in the running for the U.S. Open, the grand prize, but you can't get any more of the mega prizes. But it starts at zero, and if you can win that again, holy moly, you're on fire with great sportsmanship. But for the first time ever, we're trying to really enhance behavior change through rewarding. And these kids, as you saw, that one little tournament had all of those nominations. The parents love the recognition for their kids being wonderful, wonderful, you know, sportsmen on the court. And for us, our legacy, that's one of the things for our legacy we would love to leave is, hey, if we can help get all seven, if we can, you know, as an example, we're trying to get every section. Florida, because we have it live in our app, is just those three sections have come on with the rewarding system, with the kind of the races or the contest, whatever. But Florida alone, just in the last month, has 100 nominations in this from Floridians. For Floridians, for sportsmanship that are being recognized in our system, that people are getting those little trophies. People, and we don't even advertise in Florida. Only the place we've done is Southern, Eastern, and SoCal. And we just launched SoCal and Eastern this month. And so where Southern was in the summer, it was May.
But it shows you how important this is to families that are participating in junior tennis and what a pain point this has been for decades where, you know, the kids with the poor sportsmanship, yes, they're maybe given, you know, a suspension point here or there, but it is very, very rare for a player to accrue enough suspension points for the governing body to actually enforce a suspension for any length of time. Maybe they're suspended for a tournament or two, but, you know, big deal. It's got to have an impact. And I love that y'all are going about it the other way, not punishing the kids with the poor sportsmanship, but recognizing and rewarding the kids that are exemplary on court.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where we try to use science a little bit in trying to engage and get contagion going where it's contagious, where people, and there's a big buzz going around about it right now, about excitement, about people are going at the kids or wanting to, number one, they're on their phone all the time anyway.
Right.
And so we've made it as easy as possible. You just open it up, push the button, vote. And then they're going to get the rewards because what kid doesn't want to go watch Djokovic or Taylor Fritz or their heroes in person? They're working hard. They would love a tennis experience. And then on top of that, they're going to get $100 gift certificates to Tennis Warehouse. Man, they can get a couple reels of string or whatever, things that are practical. Yeah. The bag tags just cling together, but a lot of people like that clinging stuff, you know, so that's good. And you only have to get five to get that. So that's kind of, so the sportsmanship is a big part of it because we would like to change behavior. But then, and then on the other side is the environments at tournaments. That's why. So those two, we kind of focused on how can we enhance tournament environments with accountability and letting people express? And then how can we help shape behavior? And for us, you know, our hope is that we get every section in the country coming on board to kind of for motivation. Instead of doing the one-offs are great, and a lot of programs are already wonderful already. We feel like collaboration, because the people, so many of these juniors are already in our app, that we're kind of helping facilitate their initiatives already as well, which we're excited about because we're partnering with all the USTA sections that we can, and because then we can go further faster, and it's really cool.
Let me ask you a practical question on this. These prizes, obviously, somebody's either donating or paying for the prizes. How does that work? And how can we help more sections be motivated to adopt these types of award systems for their kids?
Yeah, it's a great question. Yeah. So for us, most people, this is a rather altruistic cause. Most of the tournament directors in the world probably really dislike the negative behavior of some players, and would love to have well-behaved people play their tournaments and represent their event and attend their event. Not everybody wants a rambunctious, you know, person throwing the racket saying curse words and getting mad and yelling and screaming. But some people like that, but most don't. And so I believe that you'll find that most all tournaments will get behind it. We haven't had a no yet. So every tournament that we've asked so far has complied because they believe in the cause. And then we're giving them factual data proof of how well this is working and what participation level in just a short amount of time this is doing. It's like it's outstanding. It's crazy. It's wonderful. And so, and it's publicized and people get to see it not just once. So every single time a person goes on the applicant list, that person's getting recognized for their sport, not just at the tournament, but maybe only the director and that person at the tournament that saw them get that sportsmanship award. Everybody sees that Lisa Stone is an excellent sportsman. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you're going to be known as a man. You have a great attitude. Right. Now you can, you know, if you do get penalty points and all that stuff, there are rules and stuff that takes a couple nominations away or this and that, if you kind of go the other way a little bit, but it's very fair and was collectively decided by a big board of people on the sportsmanship committee. But anyways, yeah. So I think you'll find that it's easy to get those rewards. You just, and if anybody needs help with that, just get a hold of us and we'll make it happen.
But I think what I was asking, Heath, is like, who's providing the tickets to these events and who's providing, you know, the gift cards and all that?
The tournaments themselves are providing most of the tickets, donations.
Oh, okay.
Most all of those. The U.S. Open, same thing there. Now, as far as the one U.S. Open, the pilot original one, we actually sponsored the we paid for the flights and Southern USTA Southern paid for the hotels, and then they got tickets, I think, just because of their connection with USTA. Mm-hmm. But most of them, like the BNP Paribas, that's donation. That's just already built in. Now, I believe SoCal might be paying for that hotel though. I have to, but I can't confirm that. I can't remember actually on that one, but for the most part, the sections or whoever's behind it, but the tickets and the experience at the event, that's being donated for every single tournament so far.
I love that. I love that the tournaments understand the value in doing something like this. And, you know, it's that whole, I refer to this all the time, but the Wayne Bryan thing of you got to see it before you can be it. And that the tournaments understand that in order to continue to grow the sport, you've got to get these kids seeing their idols in person and feeling the experience of it. And so it comes back probably 100-fold, maybe 1,000-fold for them to donate 2 tickets, 4 tickets, whatever it is.
That's right. Yeah, 100%. I mean, and Wayne Bryan said a long time ago in a thing as well that, you know, he used to take his kids to the Stanford tournaments and to the Stanford matches, and said he called it side door motivation. I'll never forget that. He spoke at a national tournament that I was coaching at. And that side door motivation keeps those kids inspired to pursue, you know, as they're working so hard for what they're doing. Eastern is another example. They have a huge gala. They already had this in place before even collaborating with us. We're just kind of facilitating the nomination process, but they get a whole experience and get huge award ceremony. And the girl who won from Southern is this little girl from the Good Chase, over the pilot, this little girl from Mississippi. And she got a video thing. It was all over the social media and a big old check and all this stuff. They're making it a big whoop to do. And then she got interviewed afterwards at her experience at the US Open. And it's pretty cool stuff. And I think here's the thing. It's only going to get bigger and better for these kids. Like I said, really it comes down, these kids have such a wonderful opportunity to be great on the court and get rewarded for it like never before.
I love it. All right. What else you got for us?
Last thing, you know, racket stats. We had talked about Andy, and we've implemented
a sponsor of Parenting Aces, by the way. So make sure you go to parentingaces.com and click on the racket stats logo and go to their website.
Yeah, you see, we already have, we're partnered with Swing Vision, which does the video analysis. And then the reason that we did that, we were going to do our own stats, manual stats, because this is a great program for video statistics. You put it up and it does some incredible things. But a lot of parents didn't want to hassle with the video. They just wanted to sit there and watch without having to do all of that.
Yeah.
And so the racket stats is a new feature that you just click on that. And you just enter the data and boom, you're off, and it connects you to racket stats, and you're manually statting matches and getting all the summaries of first serve percentages and errors and winners. And the cool thing about it is the stats don't lie. You know, the kid can say, well, I didn't miss one shot. Well, your stats is that you made 27 hits on the back end. Well, I made all my forehands. Well, I actually missed more forehands than back end. And you don't have to tell them. You just let them read it. That's the best thing you can do. Being a coach, a lot of times what I do is instead of me saying it, I just let them review it. And then
just
I have
to open that stats page. There you go.
That's right. And then have them write out their thoughts. And that way it comes from them. And they're more apt to, retain. And so that's a really cool new feature that we got going and stuff as well. So that really is about the four most cool features that we have. We have more that aren't as cool, but any questions or anything on any of those features that I can answer for you?
I mean, everything about Match Tennis is just, it's amazing. And I say this every time we talk, but God, where were you when my kid was in juniors? I could have used you for so many of these different features. I just love it. So last thing, I just want you, Heath, to tell the audience, how do they go about getting Match Tennis app? What's the cost? And, just walk us through the sign up process.
Yep. So I've just clicked on matchtennisapp.com and it's real simple. We have a 100% free version that you can just click this blue sign up button and you say use the free basic version forever. And that includes the Match U for colleges. It includes if you want to do the tournament rating system, if you want to search for tournaments. I mean, one of our most popular things is because our tournament search is so easy to do for
and comprehensive.
Well, it has every tournament. It doesn't just have UTR. It doesn't just have USTA or ITF. It has everything. You can just sort by organization or whatever you want to do. And it's all consolidated into one place that's very user friendly. So and then that's all free. And so if you wanted to take some advantage of some of those features we showed you today were premium on the applicants list. And for tournament decisions, we have ranking for customers. And if you want a tournament schedule, as an example, figuring out, I don't know what terms to play. Well, our app, you just answer a couple of questions, put your ranking goals in there. It shows you, gives you the list of tournaments that can get you to your goal. And
I think we went through that a couple podcasts ago.
Yep,
so
that's right.
I'll have the links to all of our podcasts that we've done together in the show notes on parentingaces.com. So if any of you missed a previous episode where Heath walks us through all these different features, those are very helpful. Do you still have to go through your website or can you go directly to the app store now and get it?
You do need to go through our website. Still have to do that. You just go to matchtennisapp.com and click that blue button. And at the moment, you can go log. Here's the problem. You can go download the app, but it's going to say, where's your username and password? And the reason is that you got to go here and register with and create your username and password through the website.
And for the premium features, are there various levels or is it either free or this price?
It's either free or it's $9.99 a month or $100 a year. And so you save about 17% on the annual.
Less than the entry fee for one junior tournament for a whole year of this incredible app. Go get it.
And the cool thing is we started in 2017 and we haven't raised our prices ever. And so we don't plan to for the foreseeable future. So, it's a pretty good value and we keep adding really helpful features that our parents keep asking for and coaches and players.
Yeah. The one last thing I want to say is, Heath, the thing I appreciate so much about you guys is your responsiveness. And I know you mentioned this earlier, how all of these features that you build in are coming from your community, people making these suggestions, telling you things they need. the turnaround time is incredibly fast from suggestion to implementation. To the people out there that have the app that haven't interacted with Heath or Matt yet, if you have questions or you have suggestions about ways they can make the app better, just reach out to them. And again, I will have that contact info in the show notes, but you will get a response. I promise you, at least within 48 hours, but probably within like 2 hours. These guys are amazing. I don't know how y'all get back to everybody so fast, but I sure appreciate that.
Well, one of the things, if you look on my screen right now in the bottom right here, this literally is a 10-second response. So if you click that little chat bubble and you have any questions, you just put your name and email, even if you're not a member, you just put that and you ask your question. Our team is almost 24 hours a day. And wow. So I don't think we've ever taken more than 3 or 4 hours to get back to anybody in our, this kind of a philosophy we have with our company. And so we're pretty strict with it. And so I hope that everybody has that same customer experience that you have, because so far that's what we've been told, hopefully. But we're here to whatever you need in the questions. If you think anything that could be better, we're there to actually make those adjustments as fast as possible and implement it into the site or into the app.
Yeah. And y'all are amazing. Anything else that I've forgotten to ask you that we need to talk about?
That's it. Just go Parenting Aces. And thank you again for letting us, you're our launch pad, man. Everybody gets to see things here first a lot of times. So we just think Lisa Stone and Parenting Aces is a great platform. And we hope that everybody understands that, what a privilege they are to have you.
Well, that's very sweet. And back at you. I mean, as I said, this is a lifesaver for tennis families. So do yourselves a favor, spend the $100, sign up for the premium version so you get access to all these features that Heath's gone over today, as well as the past features that are already in the app that we didn't talk about today, but we've talked about in previous episodes. So be sure and take a look. Heath, always great to see you. Please say hi to your beautiful wife. Best of luck, continued luck to your son who is plugging away out there. And it's always so fun to talk to you and hear what you guys have been up to.
Woo-hoo. We appreciate your time, Lisa, and for having us. We thank you so much.
Thank you. To my audience, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next year on Parenting Aces.
I'm Lisa Stone, and you've been listening to the Parenting Aces podcast. For tennis parents, by a tennis parent. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to us and write a review on iTunes. For more information on navigating the junior and college tennis journey, please visit us online at parentingaces.com. Thanks for tuning in and sharing us with your tennis community.